If he were to sleep with your wife, you would congratulate her. Homeless people beg him to take their change. If Martin Luther King was alive, he would not go to work on his birthday. He once swam with dolphins in Lake Michigan. Merely touching his sweat can make anyone pregnant. Ironically, no one has ever seen him sweat. He knows who killed both Biggie and Tupac, but he is not a snitch. His charm is so intoxicating that you are not allowed to drive or operate heavy machinery after looking in his eyes. He is the most interesting man in the hood.
What's up, podcast world? Back for another episode of the Burberry Lounge. I am your humble host, the Burberry Jones, coming to you live out of a phone or a computer. This week's episode was supposed to be the first in a series I was going to do on marriage, but once I started reading and hearing about what's going on with the Trayvon Martin story and situation and how that took off and what limited coverage that it received on the news, especially since I scour the news for it. I mean, I read the internet articles and there are a lot of those, but as far as CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, I don't expect Fox to cover the story. It's been lacking. And I'm just going to be honest. It's been 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there. They do a little short segment on it and call it a day. But I want to go in depth into the story and what happened, how it happened, give you my thoughts on what and how. Because the first thing I thought was this is just blatant racism. And then, you know, open season on killing niggas is pretty much what I thought. This happened before. It'll happen again. I'm just going to be honest. But I just want to talk to you guys about how something like this happened, what happened, things like that. So sit back, chill. And I'm going to play a little music and we'll be right back. I'm going to get right into it.
Yeah, we obviously need to tone it down a bit. Run around town, spending time like it's counterfeit. Everybody catching hay fever like sinuses. Step in my arena, let me show y'all who the highness is. You might say I could be doing something positive. Humble head down low and broke like promises. Soaking and broken in a joke like comics is. Not enough paper to be paying folks compliments. But when that paper got low, so did my tolerance. And it ain't no truth in it there without the consequence. Listen, if not for these hood inventions, I'll be just another kid from the block with no intentions. On a dock at bay, serving a life sentence. Even if I'm going to hell, I'm going to make an entrance. Yeah, let them know I'm getting cheese like Thomas is. But I'm the toast of the town like Thomas
we
is.
All on a journey.
Did this in remembrance of faces from the past we no longer have an image of. Carrying cold-blooded hearts that never been for love. Brothers keep going for theirs, but never get enough. World travelers that seen it all and did enough, only to return and learn the world wasn't big enough. Damn, how long has it been? I guess the jig is up. Now all I know is I'm about to wake this nigga up. Yeah, that hindsight, 2020, now niggas dead on the money. Try to take something from me, it's a wrap like a mummy. Undone, I am becoming, and when he's tired of running through the layers of the onion, he'll probably shed a tear, cause there'll be no more fast times. Just as we minds fold out like a bad sign, he never had enough and got confused when they asked why. Life is only a moment of time and it passed by.
We're all on a journey.
On top of the world, ready to jump off, thinking of various ways to break a gun law, thinking that enough is enough, but still I want more, thinking how I'm playing with fire to burn my young boy. Any means necessary, don't give a damn, so every night I'm on a flight that never lands, be an asshole when the shit hits the fan, or bet your life on a bluff and a bare hand, can't win, can't lose, get them gas, leave them leaking fuel, either way the market moves, cash rules. Kings, queen, prince, and princess. Every night I'm crossing a line that ain't the finish. Every thought is dark as a glass of fucking Guinness. Too far gone to come back to my senses. Now I'm on the edge of my bed, making love to my meds. Every moment's like a pistol to my head when I'm getting mine.
I'm John.
And I'm Rivers.
And we're from the Nignorance Show, guys. Check us out on iTunes. You can download the show also in Podomatic. And we're guaranteed to bring you newsworthy ignorance every week.
Every week.
Weekly.
So make sure you check us out.
Hey, y'all. This is Rashani. Not here to interrupt your show, but I'm here to tell you about another show. Is that rude? Probably so, but they put me on, so this is my 10 minutes. 5 minutes? 3 minutes. Fine, 1 minute. Single Simulcast is my show. It's a show about nothing, but it's about everything. And I guarantee that when you get done listening to it, you'll realize why it's your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. It has comedy, music, parody songs, sketches, skits, and all sorts of crazy stuff going on. Plus, it has a free-flowing conversation with me, myself, and my eight or so different personalities. So, you may run into me, or you may run into Julius, or you may run into
GPS sister from hell,
or all sorts of other people. And it always comes out to be just uproariously funny. So, check me out at singlesimulcast.com. That's singlesimulcast.com. Trust me, you won't regret it. It's also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and on Zoom.
This is Single Simulcast.
Hey guys, I appreciate you listening to the show. I can't do what I do without your support, but I want you to do this for me. I want you to go to donateyouraccount.com and donate your Twitter and or Facebook account. You can donate your account once a day, once a week, or once a month, and that really would help out the show. And the way that helps out is it allows me to send a message to your friends or followers about the show. They don't ask for passwords, and I ain't gonna be doing none of that freaky shit. So it just strictly goes for the show. So if you would help me and the show continue to grow, I would appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll get back to the show.
Wow.
What's up, everybody? It's that new chick on the block, Angelica Rose, from the podcast Angelica's Room. After you're done supporting this podcast, come check me out. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Nothing's off limits with me. I talk a little bit about sports, sex, politics, what's going on down the block, what's going on in the gym, and everything in between. Get down and dirty with my girl Stella Ray in the Girl Talk segment. Remember, it's Angelica's Room. Come in, take off your shoes, relax your mind. A girl, a mic, and using the voice that God gave her. Now back to the show.
I first heard about the Trayvon Martin situation about a week and a half ago. And I started reading about it in depth because I figured it was just another open and shut case of racist people just shooting niggas because they want to. Pretty much. But it was a little bit more than that. I'm going to describe the situation to you. I'm going to let you gather your own thoughts. My background in college is in psychology. I did get my degree in computer science, but I didn't switch majors for a long time, and I'm like 12 hours short of a degree in psychology. So I love psychology, I just couldn't make any money. Or I didn't think I could, as a psychologist. Love sociology, love the way the mind works, love talking about people, to people, and why they do what they do. So this was interesting to me, because I remember Amadou Diallo, Troy Davis, And now we got Trayvon Martin. When there's many, many in between. There was many before, and there'll be many after. That's a sad situation. But I just want to let people know that haven't heard the story, basically what happened. I'm not going to, you know, go into detail about this, that, and the third. But I'm going to tell you the overall synopsis of the story, how it went down. I'm also going to play pieces of the 911 tape so you can hear that. Because it's real interesting. Basically, Trayvon Martin lived with his mom in Miami, was visiting his dad in Sanford, Florida. Closest major town in Florida to it is Orlando. Sanford's not a place that you would really want to go to. I mean, it's just you stop and get gas, but it's not a destination. It's not a suburb or anything like that. So Trayvon's visiting his dad. He's going to walk to the corner store. Just wanted some Skittles and a tea. That's all he wanted, Skittles and a tea. Now, how many people think they would be taking their lives into their own hands because they're going to get some Skittles and some tea? But basically, what happens is he walks back and he is seen by a guy named George Zimmerman. Zimmerman is the captain of the neighborhood watch. The place where they lived had some break-ins. And I says he was just out watching or doing his part. I don't really know how neighborhood watch works. Never been a member of it. My folks have never been a member of it. I just pretty much kept to myself when I live places. And that's about it. So, and you'll hear this in the 911 call that Zimmerman made. He goes on and on about the details of this kid, black kid. He's looking suspicious, which I've always wondered what suspicious actually looks like. Nobody can tell me what suspicious looks like. I guess it's a black kid with a hoodie in this case, in which I have hoodies, so I guess I've been looking suspicious before. So basically he calls 911. They've had some break-ins in the area. Nothing wrong with that. The dispatcher tells the guy, do not follow this guy. Don't try to apprehend him. Herein is the problem. That's not good enough for Zimmerman. And you'll hear in the 911 tape that I'm going to play for you how he says they always get, he's not getting away with this, or they always get away with this. And so he is going to put a stop to this in his mind. Now, mind you, this kid is a skinny kid.
Kid's never been in trouble. People keep saying that he was a bad kid and stuff. He wasn't. He was just a black boy trying to get some Skittles and a drink at the wrong time. So the 911 call ends, Zimmerman's call ends, and there are some other people that call 911, and they describe the situation as a boy screaming for help, and then they hear gunshots. There's a lady that describes Zimmerman, who had a white t-shirt on, Trayvon had a hoodie, as Zimmerman was on top of the kid, and he shot him. Here's the deal. Zimmerman's claiming self-defense. I don't see how you can be defending yourself when you are the aggressor in a situation. I just don't. I don't understand how you can defend yourself. How you can say I'm defending myself when I start a fight. If I come up to you right now and start pushing and shoving on you, I can't say I'm defending myself when you hit back. Now, I don't know if that's what Trayvon did. I don't know. Only person that knows that is George Zimmerman. But I would tell you this. I'm out walking, minding my damn business, and somebody trying to push up on me, asking me information, where am I going, what am I doing? I'm going to get a little belligerent. Because I believe this is a free country, or at least I thought it was. I know it's not a free country. I know people get treated different. But damn, you know, I don't blame the kid. If he did fight back, I don't blame him. He shouldn't have been shot in the chest. He should not have been shot. And if you've seen pictures of George Zimmerman, he is a big guy. Bigger than the skinny kid, put it that way. So I'm just going to play the tape real quick. Just the Zimmerman call to 911. And then I'll be back after this.
Central Police Department. Lines being recorded for the shot.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It's Retrieve View Circle. The best address I can give you is 111 Retrieve View Circle. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, is this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah. A dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. He's here now. He's just staring.
Okay, just walking around the area.
All the houses.
Okay.
Now he's just staring at me.
Okay, so it's 1111 Retrieve View or 111?
That's the clubhouse.
That's the clubhouse. That's he's near the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. And he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he
looks? He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with him. Yeah. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
Over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away. Yeah. When you come to the clubhouse, you come straight in and make a left. Actually, you would go past the clubhouse.
Okay, it says on the left-hand side from the clubhouse?
No, you go in straight through the entrance, and then you make a left. Yeah. You go straight in, don't turn and make a left. Shit, he's running.
He's running? Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay, which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that. What is your name?
George. He ran.
Alright, George, what's your last name?
Zimmerman.
And George, what's the phone number you're calling from?
407-435. 400.
All right, George, we do have them on the way. Do you want to meet with the officer when they get out there?
Yeah.
All right, where are you going to meet with them at?
If they come in through the gate, tell them to go straight past the clubhouse. And straight past the clubhouse and make a left. And then they go past the mailboxes. You'll see my truck.
Okay, what address are you parked in front of?
I don't know. It's a cut through, so I don't know the address.
Okay, do you live in the area?
Yeah.
What's your apartment number?
It's a home. It's 1950. Oh, crap. I don't want to give it all out. I don't know where this kid is.
Okay, do you want to just be with him right near the mailboxes, then?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, George, I'll let him know to meet you with the out there.
Actually, okay. could you have him call me and I'll tell him where I'm at?
Okay, yeah, that's no problem.
You need my number or you got it?
Yeah, I got it. 407-435-2400.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, no problem. I'll let him know to call you when they're in the area.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So as you heard, Zimmerman pretty much was going to handle this his way. Now, a lot of people say that's open and shut racism. I'm not going to say that because I don't think Zimmerman is a racist person. I don't. I just think they've had break-ins and he's one of these people that has a short fuse. Obviously, he's had a domestic violence situation in his past. So when he's angry, he don't think. And he has a license to carry. How you can do that, I don't know. I wasn't really anti-gun or whatever, but I'm starting to feel that way. Because this idiot had a license to carry a weapon. Now, the reason I say I don't believe he's racist is because racism to me pretty much says that I don't like this group of people because of this, and I'm going to do anything I can to cause them problems. I don't think Zimmerman was racist. I really don't. Now, I think he had some prejudices, and he had some things that he had seen on television. I think television influences a lot we do. Media images, I swear, influence more things than you think. A lot of us feel like we are fair. A lot of us feel like we are not racist. I'll be honest, I'm pretty prejudiced. I'm not gonna lie. There's things I like and don't like. I'm not gonna do anything to hurt anybody, but I will say some shit. That's me. I will say it. I am a man enough to say that to you. I'm honest about it. And that's all anybody else should be. Now, if I see this kid in a hoodie, it's dark, he looks kind of like a thug to me, I'm going to be a little apprehensive. Yeah, I am. Am I going to shoot him? No. But ask yourself, just in your own head, don't say nothing out loud to anybody or whatever. Ask yourself what a criminal looks like. Just tell me what a criminal looks like to you. And that right there will tell you what is ingrained in our head, in our society. A criminal, to me, if you just really be honest with yourself, first thing comes to mind when I say criminal, I think black. I do. Now, it's because 90% of them on television are. And that's it. It's just in your head. It gets ingrained. So it's nothing that you know or do. Now, a lot of us will say, well, that's not true. I don't think that. And some people may not. I think it's a very high percentage that do. And if you're honest, I think you do too. Just be honest. Quit trying to be so damn PC, people. We cannot get anywhere in this damn country if we keep trying to sugarcoat and PC everything up. When you don't have to, just be honest about it. If you don't like me because I'm black, I will respect you for saying that. Do I like it? No. But it took the guts to say it to my face. Yeah, we ain't gonna get along, but I respect you for telling me to my face what it is you believe. I have more respect for that person than the person who says, I don't like Jewish people, but then can't say it to Jewish people's face, or will apologize after you say it. Don't apologize for it. Tell me how you feel about me. If you wanna, and if you feel that way, just say, look, this is how I feel. I don't care what you think. I respect that. I don't respect, well, I didn't mean, if you were offended, then I didn't mean that. So I'm going to play some of these 911 calls after Zimmerman hung up the phone. And then we're going to go from there. I'll be right back.
There's an elderly man that lives like one, two, three, four doors down north of me. And I'm inside.
Like are you think it's coming from your area?
I really don't know because I'm not outside yet, but I know I'm sitting in my back sliding glass door. There's someone out there right now. I don't see anything but like a flashlight shining around, but I did hear someone yelling, help, 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 and something like that, or oh my gosh, or something, and you know, like moaning and moaning, and then I heard a boom, and I picked up the phone and I called.
Okay, so did you see or hear anything else, like a vehicle pulling away or anything?
No, ma'am, because I'm in the back. In the back, it's like, there's just a walkway. There's no, I mean, if there could have been somebody in the front in a car, I don't know, but because I was in the back here, I did not hear any kind of vehicle, no.
And what was your name?
My name. Well, it was scary, but...
And your phone number, is it...
Yes, ma'am. There's still somebody back there with flashlights walking around. I can't see who it is.
Officers, I'm showing there should be one on scene.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's good. All I can see is, like, light, you know, shining back and forth, like, which I don't see a person, you know, walking or anything. I just see a light, so...
Yeah,
I have several officers that are showing that they're there, so it should be the officers. Okay. All right,
Thank you. No problem, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Alrighty,
bye. 911,
do you need police, fire,
or medical? My father
said someone got shot behind our house.
Okay, what is the address out there? Okay. Is your brother out there right now?
No, he ran in the house.
Okay. Do you know who was shot? 911, police, fire, medical.
And I'm looking out my back townhome and someone's screaming help and I don't know, I heard like a bang.
No, you said you live in... 911, police, fire, medical.
And I'm looking out my back townhome and someone's screaming help and I don't know, I heard like a bang.
No, you said you live in...
Yes, and I'm looking out my window, like my backyard, and someone is yelling and screaming help. And I heard, like a pop noise. And they're both still out there right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not the only person that's calling. We already have one officer on scene and another on the way.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. I see the person right now. I see him walking. There's a man coming out. There's people coming out with flashlights. Oh, my God. I don't know what he did to this person.
Was it a
male? I can't see. There's a man walking out with a flashlight right now.
That was making...
You know, a lot of people say the hardest thing to be in the world as a single parent, or the hardest thing to be in the world is a mother, or this. I'm gonna call bullshit on that. We have a new number one. The hardest thing to be in the world is a black man. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because we can be killed at any time over bullshit. Amadou Diallo in New York or New Jersey, one of the two, was shot 41 times and he was just reaching for his wallet. That's all. 41 times. Wasn't tased, wasn't maced, wasn't pepper sprayed, none of that. Was shot 41 times. Not shot at, shot 41 times. Troy Davis was railroaded and was executed when there were people recanting their statements made to police. They were coerced. They were strong-armed into making these statements, and they got nothing. He got railroaded. When they knew the person who most likely killed the individual, and you have Trayvon Martin, who's a 17-year-old kid, all he wanted was some Skittles and some tea, people. Every time I go somewhere, I don't know if I'm taking my life in my own hands. I don't know that. I might want to go get some soft tacos in a minute from Taco Bell. Am I going to get pulled over and then shot by a police officer? Or if I go in the store, are people going to think I'm trying to rob the place and then I end up dead? It's the most stressful thing in the world to be. And I tell some of my friends, I used to tell them jokingly, that if you woke up one day as a black man, you'd probably jump out the window and kill yourself. It's hard. And still I smile. But it's difficult. It's so difficult. And you hear the calls from the people that called 911. They're upset. They didn't know what's going on. They couldn't see that well. All they know is they heard a boy. And then they heard gunshots. They heard the boy screaming for help. And then they heard gunshots. Just think about that for a minute. You hear a child screaming, and then you hear gunshots. Now, you couldn't tell what that child looked like, what they had on, or anything of that nature by hearing it. If they saw it, who knows? There was also some reports of people saying that they heard the kids screaming for help and that the police tried to change their stories and said they didn't hear the kids screaming for help, that it was Zimmerman. And Zimmerman's a grown man, and I'm gonna be honest, a grown man sounds a lot different than a kid. And if they have a distinction between a child's voice, they said it was a kid. Because my voice was deep when I was 12. I'm gonna be honest, I had this voice since I was 11 or 12. So I've sounded like a man for a long time. But not everybody's voice is as deep as mine. So when you sound like a kid, and they say it was a kid, versus Zimmerman's voice, who, he's pretty gruffy. I would say his voice is pretty gruffy. I don't think he would be confused as a boy if he screamed for help. Then they would know the difference. Now, here's the racist part. They took Zimmerman in. They took a statement from him. They let him go. That's the racist part. This is where the institution known as law enforcement says, I don't give a damn about this boy's life. Because I swear to God, and I never say this, I try to look for fault in the individual before I do and I go to just being racist. If the roles were reversed, if Zimmerman was shot by Trayvon Martin, Trayvon Martin would be in jail. He'd be under the jail. He wouldn't see the light of day. Even if he did it in self-defense, he'd still be sitting in jail. But yet this guy isn't. So that just says that law enforcement doesn't value black life. I've known it. But it just frustrates me that they keep coming out over and over and over and saying, we don't give a damn about y'all. Just out in the open. Just blatant with it. They don't even try to hide the shit no more. Fuck y'all. That's what they say. But yet and still they want us to talk to the police and cooperate with police. Meanwhile, when a lunatic, because that's what Zimmerman was, he's just a crazy dude. He was trying to be a hero, thought he was doing something good. Turns out, it was the most fucked up thing you could possibly do, and I hope he goes to hell for it, I'm gonna be honest. People that accidentally shoot people still go to jail. They do. Name a case where someone accidentally shot someone else and didn't go to jail. Now, if you kill them, you still go to jail. But this situation, he said it was self-defense when he was the aggressor. I don't see how you can do that. Please explain it to me, somebody, if you can. The number is 501 570-6830. I would love to hear that. I mean, it's just, this bullshit's got to stop. And I know I'm saying this and you're listening to it, and I mean, there are people that are just as pissed off as I am, but it just never stops. It never stops. I'm gonna take a break and I'll be back in a minute. All right, give me a second.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in
Sunday, the God's day, a day of rest. The NBA All-Stars are playing next. But right outside that same city, the celebratory atmosphere would change quickly. Who watching the game with me? You know Lil Trayvon was repping his hometown, D-Wade and LeBron. He had just came up from Miami to see a daddy who knew such a great weekend would end badly in a place where you move because it's safe for your family. But some people got an ingrown hate for your family. Halftime, just a short break from the slamming. About to go to the store, Lil Cuz, you want some candy? Bet I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll be right back in a little bit. I said I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll probably be right back in a little bit.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in?
Cousin Skittles and an iced tea. Walked out the store and felt the chill of the night breeze. It seemed a little colder than before. He didn't know it was a war, like the soldier in the war that was watching them, clocking them, thinking about stopping them, 9 milli cocking them. Who's this nigga walking through my neighborhood? He fits all the specifics of criminal statistics. He looks suspicious. 911 was your emergency. A black man's walking through my hood purposely. Stay calm, it's just Lil Trayvon, but he wanna be the hero, so he put his cape on. George Zimmerman, neighborhood block captain, loaded Glock strapped in, fake cop has been, got out the car ignoring what the cops asked him. They always get away, this time that will not happen.
Human beings in a mind, what's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in
Zimmerman? Didn't take his Ritalin, drunk off adrenaline, says he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the Skittles. Mr. All-Star Game didn't see another dribble, and George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Hey, this is Aaron, Medusa Nation, Game of Medusa, Negotiations That Succeeded podcast. I was calling just to talk a minute about the little Trayvon situation. It's just, you know, I don't know if every time we as black men get comfortable, but just it always seems like every couple of months is always a reminder of how little, you know, our lives are valued. It's like the sting just never goes away. You know, the situation, I don't even understand how no one could even investigate. How can anybody in good conscience doing their job just say that George Zimmerman's testimony or whatever you want to call it, that's it. He he said there was a physical altercation. He acted in self-defense. That's it. Why? What incentive would this young man have had to start any trouble? He's just going to the store to get candy. What incentive would he have? None. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, you have people who aren't necessarily eyewitnesses, but they heard, you know, audibly they're witnesses. Of, I guess, I mean, that's what eyewitnesses are. It's literal or not, but saying they heard him yell help. And then conveniently, this George Zimmerman guy says that he was yelling help. It's just, it's preposterous. I mean, we often see things ignored, you know, we think it's going to trial, cops are acquitted, these things happen all the time, but they didn't do anything. It's like they just took the man's word for it and went home. It's disgusting. And I read an article, I think Roland S. Martin, who I follow on Twitter, he had linked to it about a group in Florida. I forgot the name of the group. These brothers are somewhat, they have a Black Panther type feel, so they should tread lightly, because just because Obama's in the White House don't mean anything, man. I mean, Black Panther's still listed on the FBI, you know, non-threatening terrorist list or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, they were going to go and try to make a citizen's arrest of this Zimmerman guy and take him to the authorities, because clearly authorities don't want to do anything. They took his word and that's it. Doesn't make any sense. I'm sure if this man is questioned, something tells me if they do their job, they'll find out a lot more. It could have been self-defense. I wasn't there. I don't know. But something is wrong, clearly. When a young man goes to get something to eat, and on his way back, a man calls the police because he sees a suspicious character, and then the police instruct him to A, not follow him, and B, not to confront him. He does both. Yet, there's no cause at all to do any further investigation because he said it was self-defense and that's it. I get tired of being shown time and time again as a Black man that sorry, I was kind of rambling there. I went kind of long, but I just wanted to wrap up. Just, you know, this thing never goes away. I can never become desensitized to this stuff because I know if I walk outside of my job and police open fire on me and hit me with 90 bullets, my wife, my kids, my mom, my sister beating on my chest, screaming and crying, anybody would care. I mean, people would care, but it's like, in a larger sense, like, yeah, another look gone, whatever, who cares? And, you know, that stuff has a deep psychological toll on us. It always has. It just, it never goes away. It's just another reminder of how this country really views young Black men. We're nothing. But yeah, you know, I'm surprised the media picked it up at all, but, you know, you talk about it, yeah, whatever, another one got killed, who cares? You should care, because it's indicative of a society that is breaking down. I mean, it's not, to investigate would just be the most minimum of due diligence by people who are supposed to be enforcing the law. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm hoping that, you know, this thing doesn't go away as quickly as everything else does, two weeks around or something else. I'm hoping that, you know, a young man's family can feel that some justice has been served or something. Some process has happened, because just to take that man's word for it and let him go home and take a shower and wash the blood off, he goes on with his life, that's preposterous. It's nonsense. But, you know, we'll just have to keep paying attention to it and try to bring more awareness to it, and we'll see what happens.
Nephew, podcast Barry White, podcast Black Mamba, Smooth Groove. What's up, man? It's Uncle Moody, man. Calling in about the Trayvon Martin situation. I'll say this in short. You know, we really have to wake up. We really have to open our eyes, and we really have to become more self-critical of the actions that we as a people, what we do to each other, because it's evidently clear that the other side does not give a fuck when something happens to a young Black child, when a young man is killed in his father's subdivision by a self-proclaimed freaking community protector who is now just roaming around free after he murdered this child. People hate when I say this, man, and I say it often. We have to take control of our community and our imagery. We have to take control. We have to take that back. People are going to be racist. There's almost no news coverage of this. This is almost like a, you know, Casey Anthony became a damn millionaire from killing her child, in my opinion. But this kid is gone. Some parents have lost a child, and nobody's even saying shit about it, really. People are going to be racist. People are going to continue to downplay when something happens to a person of color. But we have to start holding our people to a particular standard, because we have to deal with racism as is, but we just can't lend to it as well. I mean, we're lending to it as well. A lot of our actions, a lot of the things that we do socially, there's so many factors that we actually lend to racism and just make it more acceptable. So the racism is not going anywhere. It's not even disappointing to me no more. It's just expected. We got to get on us, and we have to repair our image. So when things like this happen, people don't have a finger to point. Well, y'all do this and that. No, we are an immaculate people. We are progressive people. This is murder, and we about to wild out on y'all. This once again, this starts at home, y'all. So, you know, rest in peace to that child, man, and to his parents, man. We, you know, hey, listen, we wish you healing, all right? We got to change our image, y'all. The racism is going to be here. We cannot lend to it. This happened, and it's almost like the world is saying, hey, you know, it's cool, just another black kid. It's sad, man. I don't know if I answered that question, but, you know, it's a whole frustrating thing, so... Peace, nephew. Great show as usual, man.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Burberry Jones coming back at you again. Not only do I have a show, but I got commercial in my show. How vain is that? But this time I just want to talk to y'all about finding the show. Believe it or not, there are people who still are looking for the show and how to get a hold of me. I know they're getting fewer by the day, but I'm going to give them the information. You can check the show out on Stitcher, on iTunes, and Podomatic. That's the Burberry Lounge. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter at Burberry Jones. That's the Twitter name. It's pretty easy. And if you want to give shout outs, comments, have questions, want to yell at me, whatever it is, think I'm stupid, you can leave your comments on the lounge line at 501-570-6830. I'm waiting on all the feedback, and I appreciate all the people who do interact with me. But, you know, if you have something you want to say, let me know. And I'll get back with you. So I'm not going to keep y'all any longer from hearing me talk about things again. So y'all have a good day and back to the show.
Attention, it's just in, and it's just in. Give me your attention. Say this just in, give me your attention.
Yo, 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 what is going on? This is your man Jay, and I am the host of the official Up for Discussion podcast. If you ain't never, ever, 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 ever listened to us, checked us out, or none of that, I'm really going to encourage you to do that. I'm telling you, we got one of the most positive podcasts out right now. It's all about engaging discussions. Great music. We got it all. We talk about relationships, sex, and just real life topics. I'm talking about stuff that you can relate to and all the people that you know can relate to and what y'all go through on a daily basis. You get it all. But more importantly, you get a message with every single podcast episode. I'm telling you, every time you click play, by the time you're done, you're going to be able to take a positive message away from it. Because that's what Up for Discussion is all about. Promoting positivity, peace, laughter, and love. You need to check out Up for Discussion. You know why? Because nothing is off limits and everything is up for discussion, yo. I appreciate your support. Now let's get back to the show. Stay blessed, y'all. Deuces!
So now that we're at this place where a killer can just walk around free because they don't care about a black kid's life, is just devalued to a place where it doesn't really matter. Where do we go from here? Well, the outrage is growing. There are some petitions that are being signed. There are some rallies that are being held, and I'll get to that in a second. And there is a little more news coverage going on.
But with something like this, I feel like it needs to be, I mean, think about it. It's not on Nancy Grace. She ain't said nothing about it. Nancy Grace tries to railroad people as much as possible. She hadn't said a damn thing. All the court TV people, all those people, they're not on this. They don't care. Not a big deal. So what? Happens every day. And it probably does happen every day. If the roles were reversed, would it be on TV? I guarantee you it would. All over the air. So where do we go from here? What needs to happen? First of all, George Zimmerman needs to go to jail. That's the first thing that needs to happen. And he needs to be there for a very long time. Anytime you take a person's life, you disobey the rules or what was... You don't listen to the 911 operator when they tell you, do not follow this guy. Don't try to apprehend him. You want to do your own thing. You know what? You got to pay the consequences for that. Not walk around free. I don't care if it was an accident, which I believe it was. I don't think he meant to kill this kid. But he did. You know, I used to get my ass whooped when I spilled milk. Not that I meant to. But it happened. If I went and got some soda, dropped, if I broke a glass, accidentally bumped it off the counter, that was my ass. Nobody said I meant to do that shit. They knew it was an accident, but that was my ass. You still gotta pay consequences. Regardless if you meant it or not, it happened. And he caused it to happen. Blatantly caused it to happen. So that's the first thing that needs to happen. Second thing that needs to happen is they need to... Or we as people in America, because this is a people issue. It's not black, white. It just so happened to be again this time. This is about people. We need to sit down and really look at how we are being portrayed on TV, in the media, in the music. And it's not all white men in suits in offices that are doing this. This is our own people doing it to ourselves. I love hip-hop music, but I believe hip-hop is just as at fault as anything else for glorifying this shit. Now, I have to say, I don't think Trayvon would have been shot if he had a polo or a button-down shirt and a tie on and looked like he was coming from a private school. I don't think he'd have been shot at all. But at the same time, he shouldn't have been shot for what he wore, which was a hoodie. He was dressed like a kid would dress that I see 50 of every day. Do I agree with how they dress? No, I don't. But that's how it is. That doesn't mean you should die. So we need to sit down and talk to these kids and really be honest with them and tell them what we expect. We have to have expectations. You can't. We need to get rid of this. They're trying to express themselves, or kids trying to have a their personality this, or that's not their dad. And you know what? Be a parent. Tell your kid what you expect. And that's it. Quit giving them choices that they don't have the mind to grasp. Don't let them run anything. When you are a child, that's all you are. You don't run nothing. There's no privacy in houses. There should never be. There's no kid in America that should feel like his room is his stuff. I mean, coming up back in the day, we just need to go back to that. Because I couldn't close my door. Nobody in my family, I knew. Cousins, I'm gonna have a huge family. Uncle, cousin, brother, whatever. Nobody had. You couldn't close your door in your house. There was no privacy. And there shouldn't be. Because it's not that kids. Kids think they own shit. That shit is for them. It's actually theirs. If they didn't purchase it, it's not theirs. Quit gassing these kids up to think that this is my room. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to put this on the wall. I'm going to do that. No, you ain't. You're going to do what I tell you to because this is my house. And I run this. When you think you can run this, you need to go find your own. That's it. That's how it should work. Nothing wrong with that. Who gives a damn about their self-esteem and how they feel about it? Because sadly, you have to keep these damn kids alive. And they don't understand that. They don't understand that me expressing myself, expression to me, may cause someone else to think that I am a certain way that I'm not. Now, I'm not blaming Trayvon at all for this because he's a kid. I got sweatshirts. I sagged my jeans when I was younger. Not as far as they do now. I had that little inch and a half sag going because I had to sneak out with that. That wasn't allowed in my house. I had to, you know, sneak out and get away with it. I didn't have my ass showing. I didn't have my pants under my butt cheek with a belt on. I didn't do that. Now, should you be able to in America if you want to? Sure, you should. And you shouldn't be taking your own damn life in your hands to do it, but it doesn't look presentable. Again, I don't believe that's his fault. He's a kid. Most 17-year-old kids will look like that. I've seen a lot worse, I'll tell you that much. But the boy is dead now. Bottom line, the boy is dead. And while we're on it, I can tell you what doesn't need to happen. Because this kind of would really piss me off. And I know it's already happening as I record this. I think it was supposed to happen today or tomorrow or something like that. Is we need to really, really just not allow Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, whoever these people, national people want to come up to talk. Please. Because they're everywhere. They show up everywhere. Glory hogging, whatever you want to call it, trying to bring awareness. Basically trying to be on TV. That's it. They're not bringing awareness. They're going to start hold a rally. What is a rally going to do? What does just a rally do? It doesn't do anything. It's the easy way to look like you're doing something. It is. And a lot of people think that that's what happened in the civil rights in the 60s. That's not what happened. When they marched in the 60s, they marched to make a statement, but there was economic impact behind it. They boycotted shit. They will not buy this. They wouldn't do that in addition to the march. Sharpton gets up there and starts yip-yapping, and then he gets on his plane and goes somewhere else and does the same shit. He ain't asking nobody not to do anything. He's not sacrificing himself. This isn't the Montgomery bus boycott. We don't ask people to do anything to make a statement, so why should anything change? They walked to work during the bus boycotts in Montgomery, Alabama. They walked 10, 12, 14 miles. They caught rides in other ways. They did not take the bus, and things changed. Things change when you hit people in the pocketbook. I can stand here all day and talk to you like I'm doing now. But if this is all I do, nothing's gonna change. And it shouldn't. You gotta put some action behind the words. And I don't believe there's any action ever behind the words. It's a good PR campaign, and y'all can hate me if you want to, I don't care. I'm not a fan of it. Roll your sleeves up and do some work with the people. Don't come down on your big plane with your $4,000, $5,000 suit on and tell people what happened and what you need to do and this, that, and the other, and I want this and I want that, and then get back on your plane and go home. That shit, that's the shit that pisses me off. So, tell you what, I'm gonna take our last little break, but before I do, I'm just gonna be honest. I really don't believe any justice is gonna get done in this case. The reason that I say this is because this happened February 27th, and as of recording this, it's March 19th, and the guy ain't in jail. So justice won't be done here. I know that, and it's a travesty, and it sucks, but I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about my boys. Will they be seen as something that they're not and be shot? I don't want to get that phone call that my kid is doing everything I taught them to do, and they still end up dead because somebody thought they were something they weren't and wouldn't give them the opportunity to talk to them, to get to know them, to ask questions. That's the scariest thing to me. I got boys. This could very easily be them, as well as it could very easily be me. So I'm going to take a break, guys. I'll be back. I'll wrap up the show, and I appreciate you listening. This is the Burberry Lounge. I know it's not very light, and there's no laughing going on in here today, but just bear with me.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister, oh, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on, what's going on? Oh, what's going on, what's going on? Right on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply 'cause our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't talk to me, you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on, right on.
that pretty much is going to sum it up for me today. I hope you guys listened. I hope you retweet this and pass this along to everybody you know. There's also a petition going around, so DM me, get at me on Twitter at Burberry Jones, and I'll give you the information. I'll be retweeting that, so if you'll retweet that also. And just do what you can in your sphere of influence, in your neighborhoods, in your social circles or whatever, to try to help stem some of this stuff, because it's not going to stop. 3 weeks from now, a month from now, it's not going to stop. Somebody else will be killed over some bullshit that should have never happened. Like just this weekend, 40 people were shot in Chicago. 8 of them died. For what? I guarantee you it was bullshit. So, I mean, we really got to turn this ship around some kind of way. So, if you would, pass this along to everybody you know. It's a really important podcast just for me. If you don't listen to anything else I've ever done, please listen to this one. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I'll probably be back with something lighthearted next week, but I just had to get this out of my system. I had to get everything said that I wanted to say. So, again, I appreciate it. I love y'all. Be blessed. Stay alive, because they're trying to kill us all. Peace.